Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
One of our favourite culture gurus is back for another week. They're all our favourites, while our film critic, Ben McKechnie, is away on his honeymoon. Big congratulations to Ben and Amy. He'll be back in a few weeks' time. Elka Whalen's here to talk about the current highs and lows of Australian sport. A lot of good things going on at the moment, a lot of bad stuff. But also, here's the question, how an amateur or professional athlete faces up to these two extremes, the good and the bad, that everyone will face when competing. Who better to talk to than our resident sports guru, Elka Whalen. Welcome back, Elka.
Hi, Lee. Thanks so much.
Always great to talk. We'll start with the bad and the challenging aspects of Australian sport at present, Elka. This ongoing ASADA investigation continuing to overshadow so much on the field.
It is, and it's been across the papers just recently, you know, front pages all the time at the moment, and it's so disappointing to think that these athletes feel the need to do something illegal to make themselves have what they think a better performance.
And why is that? What are the factors, from your perspective, that are forcing them into this?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter so much of forcing. I think there's definitely some pressure. There's some expectation, but all of that, they're old enough. These are not only grown men and also women talking from other different sports as well, but it's also the fact and the need to just want to be the best. And sometimes these people get consumed with the idea of perhaps the fame, the money, all of these things that are to some degree important, but they're not eternal. They're not really. So it's so disappointing to see this happen. And it's also not good for young children who are watching what they think are their stars, yes. And these stars then end up being across the papers for the wrong reason. So sport at the moment in Australia is getting a bad rap, but the positive point from it is they are being caught and it is being investigated. And yes, it's very negative information at the moment, but let's hope something's done about
it. So you're more optimistic medium to long term.
Yes, very much so. I mean, you'd like to think with these faces and these names that are coming out and these investigations, it's showing that the money that's been ploughed into this is somehow now coming out and it is working. The point now that we have to work out is, well, what's going to be done to it, and also how are these athletes going to be reprimanded?
For the other athletes on the field, say in some of the teams that are under such focus, how distracting is this kind of controversy? What are the impacts of, say, the negative energy that always swirls around this? Yes,
hugely, especially for a team sport. You might be a cliquey squeam person on that team who has just had the best, you know, athletic performance so far of the season. But if you're in a team that has been weighed down by drug allegations, specific individuals as well, all you need to do is run into someone in the street and they're like, oh, right, you're part of that team. Yeah. Okay, so it takes away from the individual performance as well. So it would definitely be causing tension in the team, and there'd be a lot of why is going on. There'd be a lot of questions that have been asked.
Will it only affect their kind of psychological state, or does it even go to their physical shape, how they're trained, how they're equipped to perform?
I mean, they're all really good questions. I think above all of the questions that have been asked is that umbrella of it just tarnishes their name and their reputation forever. I mean, unless they come out and hold a press conference or sincerely apologise, explain their reasons why, the questions you're asking me, the questions that I've even wanted to know in my swimming career before when I found out people have been taking drugs or have been in trouble, like, why did they do it? What led them to that point that they honestly thought that they needed to take something that was performance enhancing? And not, it's a ripple effect, not only tarnish themselves, but the people around them, their teams, and all the sports physios, the doctors, their families and friends, everyone around is affected because of that one decision.
If you're one of the team members around these people, so you're not one of the guilty ones, or you're not one under investigation, how do you block out that kind of negativity? Focus on the task at hand.
Well, I mean, that's why they're called professional athletes, aren't they? And I know when I used to get up on the blocks as well, you do. You forget about everything else and you just are concentrating on what you can do. And there's no reason to think of other thoughts. What is going on? You just have to think about what you can do in that moment.
How important are those behind you? And I'm talking about family, friends as well as training staff.
Hugely, especially for the ones that have done the wrong thing. Because for these people already and who are getting caught out, these teams, these individuals, whatever it be, whether it be a low-grade drug or something high, whether it be recreational or not, if they've come clean, they need the support and the love. Of course, the disappointment is going to follow from those team members and those family members as well. But if they've come out and said they've done it or they've been caught and they do want to rectify their decisions, support on both fronts. So the people that are clean and the people that are not, right now, those teams that are fronting the papers at the moment need huge amounts of support to lift them up so they can walk out in the crowd, and when they get booed, they still say, you know what, we have a job to do.
I wanted to ask you about one particularly tragic and alarming episode just this past week. John Manners' fatal cancer was reportedly accelerated from peptides given to him while he was playing.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot about that. I mean, it's... Hello, if this is not a wake-up for anyone that's listening now, for anyone aspiring to be an athlete, for anyone right now, a football player, no matter what sport you're in at the moment that is dodged by allegations, hello, this is a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Drugs is just, it's just not a good thing, and it's so sad that it's led to a story like this, and there would be so many other people in his position possibly doing the wrong thing and have taken that and think, it's not going to happen to me. Well, it happened to him, so what's to say that it's not going to happen to you?
I'm so feeling for his family in the midst of their grieving that this comes out.
Exactly, and how they would have to answer all those hard questions. They would be asked, why, and did you know your son was doing this, and how, it would be extremely hard for them, and for anyone out there who has that time and who can pray for them, that support is just huge for them. They've just lost something that they love so dear, and for us as well, it's a human life. It's tragic.
And the point you made before, above and beyond all of this whole issue, is that it's not eternal. I think that's a really good perspective in the midst of this kind of thing. There is a bigger picture.
Oh, completely. And I mean, if we go back to Lee, when you and I spoke a few months ago, with the whole Lance Armstrong and the cycling investigations, and these athletes are in this top performance. They're almost in a bubble where they're immune to kind of the outside world, and they take these drugs thinking, okay, it's more money, so that money is going to come from sponsorship because they're going to be able to perform. But I've never enjoyed the word celebrity or fame. I don't believe in it, because all these people are, they're just athletes that are very good at what they do, and the nation's in this sport, depending on what country you're in. But it's not eternal. What is eternal is your heart and what you give to people and the sincerity and genuineness that you've got in your heart. The saddest thing about all this, Lee, is the fact that there are some amazing, real, clean athletes out there on the field, off the field, that are unfortunately not making the papers because the people that are doing the wrong thing are the ones getting in the spotlight.
It's a great point to make. Okay, Waylon, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lee. We'll speak soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.